Kimber Ralstead is the administrator at Cook County Hospital and Care Center. Good morning, Kimber.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we had a board meeting last week. And,
yes, we did.
A couple of things I'd like to bring us up to date on. First of all, anything new on the Blue Cross Blue Shield contract flap?
The only comment that I have is that I actually do have a meeting scheduled with Blue Cross in Duluth on July 29th. My comment is that I did invite them to come to Grand Marais and visit us, but they felt that was a little too far for them to come, so we're meeting in Duluth.
Okay. And what's this with the facility gardens?
Well, you know, as people had seen, we actually received a SHIP grant. Kristen DiArruda Wharton had assisted us with getting that grant and submitting all the paperwork. And we expanded the gardens that we had last year, like, by four. You see, we have all sorts of little garden in there now. Now, I'm hoping that the weather will start to get nice. and we'll actually have some garden stuff. But if you go out there now, I just was out there on Friday and took a look. You know, I'm thinking that the produce that does well with colder weather is going to do. We're going to have a lot of lettuce, I have a feeling.
Usually, yeah. Radishes work well, too, in this kind of weather.
I know. And so, but we're kind of excited about that. And, you know, the residents in particular at the care center really like it because they kind of go out and watch it and watch it grow. And a lot of employees go out, too. And it's kind of like just, it's neat to see that space just come alive with produce. And we're just really excited about that because we really want to try to have fresh and good produce to be able to share, particularly with our care center residents and our patients.
Well, there was a Minnesota Rural Health Conference. Is that something you went to?
Well, actually, it's today and
it
tomorrow.
Is.
And I'm not there.
No, you're not there, no.
We're sending Bridget Sobiak, our director of nursing, is there, and Hilly Iverson and Teresa Hansen are there representing the facility. There are some excellent speakers at that conference, and some people that I've had an opportunity to hear in the past, and so it's kind of nice that some of our other staff members get an opportunity to hear it.
So basically what happens at a rural health conference?
What happens, well, this again is sponsored by the Minnesota Rural Health Association, and they have a variety of speakers. One gentleman that I'm thinking of right now, his name is Eric Schell. He's probably an individual that is extremely knowledgeable, probably one of the preeminent experts in critical access hospital and critical access hospital reimbursement.
Uh-huh.
And then also representatives from the National Rural Health Association will come and speak. And they have a variety of different tracks. They talk about what things that we should be looking at and how we can look at doing things. One of the areas that's going to be really focused on this time.
Something just kicked in. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But one of the areas is that they're really focusing on this year is quality. And since we've really been trying to focus on our quality efforts, that's why Hilia and Teresa and Bridget are there.
Okay. Well, the legislature wrapped things up last month. How did we do health-wise?
Health-wise? Well, probably any time that somebody talks about the legislature and legislative issues, there were some things that did well for hospitals and nursing homes, and there are probably other areas that we could have been better in. From the hospital side, we always point out that there was no increase in the hospital surcharge. I think that's a big deal for us. The other area that we had was there was a kind of an update of a really bad bill that was done last year with regard to surveys for radiology areas, and that was taken away. And so that was good. And on the nursing home side, there's actually going to allow for a rate increase for nursing homes for the first time in probably about 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. So that will, we haven't been told all the details and how that will all happen yet. I know that the Department of Human Services is working on that and hoping to get that out to us by mid-August to September, because they are planning on giving us that rate increase September 1st. But we'll see what happens with that. But we actually, for the first time in 10 years, we have a real rate increase. So we're going to work on that.
Okay. Anything else we should know about that happened at the board meeting?
I think the only other thing that I thought was kind of fun is we actually took the board on a tour of the building. We actually started in the care center, and I thought it was going to take about 45 minutes, and it took an hour and a half. So next month, we're actually going to do the hospital side. But it was just really kind of a good opportunity to be able to really see how the building works now, maybe what works well and what doesn't work as well. And so Helena Blake and Mark Abrahamson did that tour, and that was really kind of fun to listen to them talk about things from their perspective.
Well, that's great. Well, good. And maybe we'll get some more information on that rural health conference from you the next time we talk to you.
Wonderful.
And, have the your representatives bring back some stuff to find out how things are going to go for the rest of the year.
Hey, you betcha.
We've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She's the administrator of Cook County and North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Thanks again, Kimber.
Thank you, Jay.